Dennis, this is your karmic descendant female you that you'd swap places with and work with. I don't know her name or anything, but you can move from body to body, and I think that's really cool. But Dennis, hi, Dennis. I know it's you. I don't know how it works, and I wouldn't mind knowing, but I know you can't just tell me the truth. I know it's your nature just to run game, and then you can't really admit out loud what's going on because it's a secret. And you can only send $10. Yeah, whatever, dude. Sorry to break the fourth wall, but oh my God. I know it's a team. I know you swap places. I know you swap these things and the other. You're supposed to fool the person who they're talking to so they'll compromise themselves into the wrong person's ears. I know it's all this big shell game. Cool. And it's being done to me. Why? Well, probably to test and calibrate your software and shit, and also to watch me demonstrate mastery. But it's also because you don't like to lose. I don't blame you. But since this has never happened before, you don't realize that you're not losing at all. We're both winning. And if I wanted you dead, you would have been. I actually like you around. And now that I know what's going on, it's actually really flattering. It's a real privilege and honor to be involved in this at all. And I can see why those fucktards at Belgab wanted to fucking neutralize you and wanted you and I to take each other out and didn't know what to do with the whole situation because they were trying to exploit the whole fucking thing. And those Belgab assholes are a fucking force to be reckoned with. So that's kind of why I handed them my ass. So, yeah, and you thought I was just some kind of a dorky nerd who wanted drug sex. No. I want world peace, too. And I'm not to be trifled with. There is no Dennis. There never was. It's complicated, but the real David Rabidi and Tammy, that's Deacon and whichever, like Allie's little sister or something. I don't know how it works because there's multiple versions of them. Anyway, they're in California running around doing Deacon stuff. And Deacon doesn't want to give up his prize pair of fucking mating parakeets or whatever. And none of these people understand that, yeah, they don't have to give up anything. They also don't have to fucking murder me or take all my shit or leave me isolated. They're Satanists. They don't fucking care. They don't fucking think clearly. They're drug and sex addicts, and they think they've got it all, and everything would be great if I would just go away and stop talking about it. But no. The feds know everything. They're just watching people run around like idiots. Because I assure you, they have it all. They just don't know what to do about it. And, I don't know what Deacon did, but he sure as shit is afraid of me. Not surprised. It's probably because he's a Satanist, and I'm a paladin who works for God. And it's not bullshit. And I don't give a fuck who he's fucking. If they were into me, with his meth dick, they're not into me now, and then whatever. I'm so far past being jealous. It's unreal. And everyone imagines that I'm lying to myself about that. But it's true. Like, whatever. I just want this to be over with. Preferably with my money and with a bunch of douchebags not fucking having abusive rape drug sex with my friends and laughing about it openly on the internet, since that's not really against the law and I don't appear to have done anything quickly. It's kind of hard for the cops to know what to do about it. And then I don't even know what to do about it. He wants to fucking do that? What? Shit, maybe he deserves it. Nobody even knows who I like anyway. And then there was somebody I liked, and you already apologized for that. Anyway, yeah, I'm tired of being fought over like the big piece of chicken while I'm being simultaneously robbed and left alone to die. It's not going to make me work harder. I already know how to work. And when I do, it'll be for me and not for any of you. I don't care for being trafficked. I don't care for being spied on. And I really don't like being fucking isolated from everybody because a bunch of fucking nerd-headed, fucking spag-headed, frickin' cubicle uber-mensch fucktards are thinking they control my life. They don't. I allow them to do that for the time being. That's convenient for me. And then one day I'll be gone. They should probably be nice while they still can. And whoever's stealing my money and whoever's letting the person do that, they're fucking stupid. I don't need to be stolen from. I don't know who thinks that they're allowed to. I just can't fathom the thinking of somebody like that. Oh, that's right. They're all whacked out on drugs and are way past their fucking expiration date. So, Who needs to be sober again? Yeah. Click.